the rest of the story. The divers could scarcely believe their eyes. They'd made dozens of exploratory dives in these waters before, each time hoping to find something remarkable, yet always returning to the surface empty-handed. But the incredible object they now beheld could not be taken away by hand or even by 100 hands. What is it, each wondered? For it answered the description of nothing any of them had ever seen. Big as a bus, one of them thought. They must measure it, so they did. 31 feet long, 10 feet in diameter, an 18-inch watertight hatch in the middle, cigar-shaped, as though somebody had tried to make a zeppelin out of oak planks 4 inches thick. That's right, oak. Even more striking was the superb craftsmanship, like nothing built today. Well, the answer was obvious. Whatever it was had not been built any recent day. So the coordinates were noted. The mystery was left in its dark resting place while the divers excitedly reported to the Naval Historical Society, Washington, D.C., and the Underwater Archaeological Society. Theories darted about like badminton shuttlecocks. A giant buoy of some kind, some said. A target for bomber pilots in training, others suggested. One historian wondered if it might have been afloat for one of the massive anti-submarine nets strung across coastal seaports during World War II. But in that case, what would it be doing all the way out there? Military officials had suspicions of their own. Most likely the sunken relic was a paravane, they conjectured, a vital component in a system designed by the United States Navy for dislodging and exposing floating mines. But no, answered naval historians, the object described by the divers and new expeditions to its grave were being planned every day. The object was not a paravane. So what was it? And whose was it? And why was it built? And how did it get there? Well, you're going to learn the rest of the story. Everybody was wrong. For once upon a doomed idea in the middle of World War II, there was an inventor named Michael Tim, T-Y-M. He created in his mind an all-purpose seagoing cargo tank. You could put fuel inside it, he envisioned, or anything that a ship had no room to store, and the ship could then tow it from the stern as it floated just below the surface. Mr. Tim even built a prototype, presented it to the United States Navy. But the Navy rejected it, so the disappointed inventor scuttled his invention and sent it to the bottom, where he believed it would rest undisturbed forever. But in the early 1900s, Michael Tim's creation was rediscovered by recreational divers. And this coming Sunday, May 2nd, 1999, the giant one-of-a-kind curiosity will be moved underwater by a team of dozens of volunteer divers and a fleet of towboats and relocated to a more suitable site for recreational diving exploration. The new home of this remarkable relic will be the bottom of Lake Michigan, just inside the breakwater, a quarter mile from the Chicago shoreline. For Michael Tim's once mysterious underwater archaeological artifact was originally recovered by divers in the old ship turning basin of the Chicago River in 17 feet of water. Now you know the rest of the story.